a picture of the Pope, a picture of Bill Clinton, and let me see if I can pull the actual statement right out of the article. In any case, what it's in here, what Clinton said is, we hope that you find an America working, oh, here it is, first paragraph. President Clinton welcomed the frail Pope John Paul II with a steadying hand Tuesday and said he hoped he would find in his seventh pilgrimage on U.S. soil an America, by the way, Protestant America is what they'll tell you, an America working harder to be what you have asked us to be. Now, when I say Protestant America, the time just for a little bit of prophetic information. Because the lamb-like beast of Revelation 13 is the beast power that begins as a lamb, ends up speaking as a dragon, it's the one that goes through a change. Other areas in Revelation, as far as the prophetic identification of the United States, also identify this change, because in the beginning, the United States is known as Protestant America. But by the time you get to Revelation 16, you'll see that Protestant America is one of the threefold union of the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. Protestant America has become the false prophet. And Sister White, commenting on that, calls it apostate Protestantism, so that we know that America begins as a Protestant nation prophetically, but somewhere along the line it becomes apostate Protestantism. And brothers and sisters, I don't know what event exactly gives you the right to identify that America has become apostate Protestantism, but I believe it's already happened. You know, I couldn't argue with someone on a proof text, but I tell you what, when Ronald Reagan in the early 1980s formed a secret alliance with the Pope of Rome, at least the civil part of the United States had become apostate Protestantism, because by the definition, Protestantism by the definition means only one thing: to protest Rome. It's impossible to protest Rome when you're in an alliance with her. And there was an alliance definitely formed with Ronald Reagan, probably even before, which for Seventh-day Adventists should be a warning sign that the United States is no longer to be viewed strictly as the lamb-like beast, but it's began to fulfill its role as apostate Protestantism of the threefold union in Revelation 16. And what does that threefold union in Revelation 16 do? The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. What do they do in Revelation 16? They lead the whole world to Armageddon. In other words, what we're seeing going on with not only the civil government, like I'm suggesting with Ronald Reagan, but with the